This morning's reflection is about the power of the mind. In Buddhist understanding, the mind is not just the brain. The word for heart, mind, consciousness in Asian languages, this is the same in many Asian languages. This heart, mind, consciousness, conscious energy from the brain to the heart, or from the heart to the brain. It's experienced and understood in Buddhist practice that this heart-mind-consciousness emanates from the energy center of the heart. And so we cultivate the mind through our practice. This is our path. Mind is the forerunner of all things. So for just a moment now, reflect for yourself on the most powerful mind state that you've ever had in your life. Maybe rageful anger or depression or jealousy or ecstasy or love or other states of mind. Whatever it's been, whatever state of mind has been so very powerful in your life, reflecting on how it really defined your world in that moment, how it transformed all of your perceptions. And you can understand how very powerful this mind is. In some words from the Buddha, from the section of the Dhammapada called the mind. Just as an arrow maker straightens an arrow shaft, a discerning person straightens her or his mind, so fickle and unsteady, so difficult to guard and control. The mind is mercurial, ever swift, hard to restrain, alighting wherever it wishes. How wonderful to master this mind. A tamed mind brings happiness. Let the discerning person watch over his mind or her mind, so difficult to perceive, so subtle, alighting where it wishes. A watchfully protected mind brings happiness. The mind travels far, is formless, and dwells in the cave of the heart. Those who will subdue it are liberated from the bonds of Mara. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Mara, Mara is the personification in Buddhism of all of the afflictive states of mind. Wisdom is not perfected in one whose mind is not steadfast, in one who doesn't know the good teaching, and in one whose faith wavers. Knowing the body to be as fragile as a clay pot, make the mind a well-fortified city. Drive out Mara with the sword of insight. Then guard what you have won, remaining unattached Whatever an enemy may do to an enemy, or a hater to a hater, an ill-directed mind inflicts on oneself even greater harm. Neither mother, father, nor any relative can do one greater good than one's own well-directed mind. And some last words from the Buddha, at least for right now. Everything has mind in the lead, has mind in the forefront, is made by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, a pure heart, happiness will follow like a shadow that never leaves. The great power of the mind, this formless, colorless phenomena that dwells in the cave of the heart.